Blog Talk Radio.
The new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is
Rush Grooves,
only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
Okay, I can deal with that. What?
Welcome to Crush Groove. The Crush Hearts, your host for tonight with Black Reporter.
Black Reporter.
Right, Black Reporter.
The one and only.
Welcome to the return, debut, re-grand opening, all of that, of Crush Grooves. This is going to be our music.
Yes, we're playing music again.
Yes, we're playing music again. Hip-hop, R&B, spoken word, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And we still got the same chat feel. I got a chat question for tonight that we'll be answering throughout the night. And we're just going to have fun. Once again, I want to remind you, you can send in your song requests and shout out to my email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, or go to the website, www.phonefantasyradio.com, and fill out the form. We do have some song requests, not many. I guess people forgot. But whatever. We'll work it out. So Black Reporter, how's your week going so far?
I've been a little under the weather like the other day and everything, and my apologies for the last show, but I really wasn't feeling up to my best and everything. But hopefully I can stay throughout the whole show. If not, y'all understand why.
Okay. Well, get better soon, like we always say. We got a lot of brand new features that we're bringing to Phone Fantasy Radio this year. Are you up for it, Black Reporter?
Yep.
You up for it?
Yep. That's,
all right,
that's,
so first thing I want to say is I hate the winter car. Even though I was born in the fall. Oh my goodness.
Wait, are we going back to this, you know, need to have your feet worn by another human being or something like that?
No. We're not doing that. I just wanted to take that one back. Go ahead.
I said, although what?
I was just saying, now that's another story.
Okay, for another show.
Right, for another show. All right, folks, before we get into the music, like I promised, I do have a playlist for you. I wanted to take a flashback down memory lane to Phone Fantasy Radio, January 2011. If you go to my official website, superfluffyflirt.com, and you take a look at my thoughts, I did a little rant. What?
Why do I feel I'm going to regret this?
No. It's not like that.
Okay.
I did a little rant, and I did a whole show on it. Going back to new year equals new rules, and new year equals new balls. And on my Facebook page at that time, I had put a quote up there. Well, you know, ladies, ever been in a situation when your poom poom was a little on the tight side, and it took him a few pumps to work it out good, and then as soon as you get ready, he comes. Wait, there's more. Then he get mad at you, like it was your fault that he came so quickly. Within minutes of that being posted on my Facebook wall, I got a message, private message. It goes, "Hey, LaCrush, how you doing, babe? I want to show you something, but I don't want to upset you or scare you away. I would not come quick for you, laugh out loud, heart." Okay, I bring this up because tonight's question is really, a repeat of that situation. Tonight's question goes, what are your top 10, let's say, what is the, not top 10, but what behaviors to change in 2012 for dating and relationships? You know, what behaviors are going to change? So that was tonight's question. You know, men, you can answer for the ladies. Ladies, you can answer for the men. You know, 805-830-8320. So that's what we're doing tonight. And okay. On that note, I'm going to get into my playlist, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have some discussion on that, Black Reporter.
Okay.
All right.
Ether Boy. When she laid out with you, I know she faking. All the girls give it to me, I ain't gotta take it. Oh, pop champagne. Oh, pop champagne. Oh, we pop champagne. Oh, we pop champagne. We need more bottles, tell my hurry up. Tell them wrong brows here, hottest in America. Give me 16 bars and you know I tear up. Know it's me when you see the spur in your area. And she call me all night cause you can't get it up. On my neck, on my wrist, everything is lit it up. Drink a bottle so that clique it till I spit it up. Only getting one life, so you gotta live it up. It's you and the thing happens. Shorty, we can be friends. Shorty, we can be friends. But right now, I wanna see you dance. See you dance, I wanna see you dance. See you dance, I wanna see you dance.
See you dance,
I wanna see you dance.
When I go to the dealer, you know I cop that.
What's that?
Brand new Rory in the rooftop back. Sex came through Harlem like the rooftop back.
Ayo.
Money in the bank, man, you know I stop that.
Stop that, stop that, stop that.
Now we try to get up in the club. Try to tell me no, cause I'm rolling with the dubs.
We got money, bitch.
Show a flash a couple of dollars.
Yep.
Tell them we only want tables and we buying out the bottle. But y'all know the order. Tell them 10 rosés and a few cold waters.
Right.
Trony Tron and a couple of lemons.
Go.
$10,000 stuffed up in my denims.
What else?
Standing on couches, a couple of women.
Hey, baby.
We was balling hard. It was just the night finish.
Early.
I told Shorty we could be friends.
Yep.
And your friends can meet my friends.
What else?
And we can do this on a weekday and on a weekday.
Oh.
We can do this on the freeway. Get it in the freeway. Shit, you can get it all three ways.
Oh.
Blackberry two ways. Up cars on the two-way,
yeah.
We superstars, no Lupe. We can do this like a duet. Y'all be the singers, I'm the mic. Let me dim the lights. This was in the car while I was stopping at the light.
How we ball in the club, I know you hate it. Mommy dancing on the floor like she naked. When she laid out with you, I know she faking. All the girls give it to me, I ain't gotta take it. Oh, pop champagne. Oh, pop champagne. Oh. We pop champagne. We pop champagne.
Baby, I wanna see you work.
Go.
See you dance.
Go.
Without no shirt.
Nope.
Without those pants.
Nope.
Pop champagne, ain't a damn thing changed.
Yeah.
Spray it in the air, make it champagne rain.
Yeah.
Buckets of ice, keep the champagne cool.
Cool.
Mommy got a body, see that damn thing move.
Cool.
It's no sex in the champagne room. Said so.
Cool.
Baby, I'll break all rules.
Yeah.
Bring it here and I'll break off you. She see me in VIP and wanna break on through.
Face.
When she with you, she lying, you bet she fake it. When she with me, she like it, she never fake it.
I wanna see you dance, see you dance. I wanna see you dance, see you dance. I wanna see you dance, see you dance. I wanna see you dance, see you dance.
How we ball in the club, I know you hate it. Mommy dancing on the floor like she naked. When she laid out with you, I know she fake it. All the girls
girls give it to me, I ain't gotta take it. Oh, pop champagne. Oh, pop champagne. Oh, we pop champagne. Oh, we pop champagne.
It's warfare time, baby.
I'm
so I got my girl Taisha to help me out with this thing, man. Ready for war. Cause when you ready for war, can't nobody talk you out of that. Murder is my first thought. Creep on them like an ace, patient with that first call. You can't call it off shorty cause it's going down. Snuck a small piston in the club, nigga, fuck around. South side till I die, black tea, red eyes. Ski mask for the stash, nigga, let's ride. When it's time to eat a man up or stand down. Listen, Mr. Front Runner, you can play the background. Vividly diagram life through my diaphragm. Weed smoke blowing through my nose, pass it to the fam. Like Nat Turner, told burners to make it. Plus, all my bras stink like Angela Davis. Can't stop a hustle on the grind, I'ma make dough. David Koresh, the feds turn the hood into Waco. From the gunshine state back up to Clayco. I'm the man around this bitch, cause I say so.
You see me with a smile on my life or beside of me.
With 45 or 5 days straight like COVID. Tell these white folks they owe me.
Yeah.
So we gon' keep it grinding till they got the 40 acres to show me, homie. Yeah. And if they take my guns, I got the bats and the knives. So you can still be fooling for the magazine fly. So eyes run up on them quickly. Look them dead up in the eyes. They know I'm about to rise like a hymn. Time's the only thing they can give me.
Yeah.
Judged by 12 or carry by 6. My real thugs feel me. So I two pop these imposters. Big pop, 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 big jam, Master J. Who shot you? And if I die first, I forever live on. Immortalized through my words, niggas sing my song. Leave my money to my seeds, leave my brother my bro. And tell my girl they ain't coming back home. Let's get it on.
All my life
for
beside of me. I'm ready, I'm ready for
when I meet with the maker, and he asked me why you let the devil take you. I asked him, how shall I love my neighbor when he ready to kill me? Dear Lord, I don't understand it really. I know it sounds silly, but I thought you said an eye for an eye. Words that I live by till I die. So my mama gon' cry. As she born over her firstborn. That's life, nigga, you've been warned. As my soul gets torn.
Can you see me with a strap on my life or beside of me? You said I'm ready for war. Don't be scared, no, no.
for me and she keeps staring me right in my eyes. No telling what I'm gonna do. Baby, I would rather show you what you've been missing in your life. When I get inside, girl, what you drinking? Don't let it sink in. Here for the weekend, thinking we can see what we can be if we press back for. Just put on up, get down on floor and fill another cup up, filling on your butt, but you don't even care. I was unaware I learned you was before my birthday. My birthday. Most shots you open up like a book. I ain't trippin',
cause I'm a reader.
Shout it, I ain't trippin',
I just wanna please
ya. I'ma take a shot of the new bowl. Shout it, didn't you know? Going down, we can go and kick it like judo. You know what I mean? Shout it, got drunk, thought it all was a dream. So I made her say, ah, ah, ah. Got a hand on my lips, got my teeth all wet in my ride. All over my ride.
All over my ride.
She licked me dead.
Flavin' on the goose, scotch fell loose. Oh, sorry. What's up? Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio's Crush Grooves. I'm your super puppy flirt host, the Crush Heart. And tonight we have a question that we're posting out there. What behaviors to change in 2012 for the dating and relationship area? What changes would y'all like to see happen with men or women when it comes to dating and relationship? I got my own personal list and then some. And I'm going to read those down for you throughout the show. My first one is understand that y'all had a life before y'all met each other. And this was actually given to my good friend Keisha from New Jersey. He said, understand you had a life before you met each other. And I totally agree with that, because my whole motto, it would be, I was the crush horse before you, and I'll be the crush hearts after you. Now, I'm not trying to be conceited, but it's the truth. I was me before you. I had did things. I've seen people. I've talked to people. And just because you and I started conversing or dating or however you want to put it, don't mean my past or my friends will automatically just disappear. It don't work like that. You know, so that is, you know, that's my number one right there. I see you from the 225, calling out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's Lady C. What's up, Lady C? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Okay. How's the new week treating you?
Oh, it's doing okay. What a question to have posted if I'm going through something like that.
Really?
Yeah, he figured I should talk to him all the time. Mm-hmm. I came home from work yesterday. I got to take a nap. I got to go somewhere. He wants to stay on the phone. What you doing? I'm taking a nap. What you doing? Mm-hmm. I just set the phone to the side and went to sleep. What happened?
This is not the youngin, right?
Huh?
This is not the youngin, right?
Yeah, this is a young man. He wants to know my every move. Like, I can't talk. We need to talk. What we talk? You don't talk 24/7. He texts me while I'm in class and stuff at work. What you doing? What's up? Get a life. I asked him, hang out with the friends. I don't have friends. Man. Yeah.
Right. And it's like you get into a relationship, and all of a sudden your past, your friends, everything is supposed to just disappear.
It doesn't happen.
So, there's a page that I came across on Facebook. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Right now, you're tuning into Crush Grooves. This is the music show, Lady C. We're going back to our roots. We're going back to our roots where we used to play music. We're going to have the same great topics and stuff like that for the for Tuesday. We'll leave the adult stuff on Tuesday. Here we just freestyle. Some of the features you can expect on the brand new Crush Grooves with La Crush is every third Thursday, okay, we have something called the Spoken Memoirs. Every Thursday on Crush Grooves is we invite poets and freestylers, rappers, if you will, to call in live to share their words of art. There's no limits, no judgments, no beats. You just flow, whether you spit off the top of your head, whether you have written down, you know, you let us know. Show us your talents. The call-in number is live. It's 805-830-8320. So hopefully we'll be able to get the spoken memoirs out there. Also, every last Thursday on Crush Groove is Club Illusion. We invite our fantasy listeners to provide the ultimate playlist of the top 20 songs in the genres of hip-hop, R&B, spoken word, whether it be old school, new school, classics, you know, blues. If you want to submit it, just go to our website, phonefantasyradio.com, or you can send us a direct email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, and we'll pick somebody in their featured playlist for that night. So basically, they're taking my job, and they're going to be the DJ. And that's what's going down with Crush Grooves tonight. We are playing music. Like I said, I got a couple of requests, but I just took my favorite song and just, well, not my favorite song, but my favorite song. and just dumped them into a playlist. So without further ado, I'm going to continue playing my hip-hop and R&B.
You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now. How about a casket? They should arrest you or whoever dressed you. Ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You ain't gotta worry about her. Shorty straight. Been chasing her for 2 days. First 48. A bad bitch called. She worth every cent. She look like the best money that I ever spent. Just watching my cutie pie get beautified. Make me want better jewels. A newer ride. Louis Vuitton shoes. She got too much pride. Her feet are killing her. I call it suicide. Looking good has the sacrifices. Chilly weather brings four-figure jacket prices. Her body nice. FaceTime. Give you that iPhone 4. FaceTime. Shorty in the street. Still handle the home. Enough class for wine. Still handle Patron. When the mother hoes call, I handle the phone. And she handle the tone. You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I did them all now. How about a casket? They should arrest you or whoever dress you. Ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
Yeah, I know that's what they all says. She got a donkey with a warm ball dance. Keep it clean cut like ball heads. Been playing with that green long as ball pads. So you got a ball harder than the ball players. Don't you wanna know if they're balling there? Can't falter, the last nigga's falter. But he ain't beat it up, I assault her. Should've seen her come to me when I called her. Slow strut like she walking to the altar. Handbag on her arm costs four bills. And she ain't got a bag, borrow or steal. Often imitated, never duplicated. They say she a dime, I say she underrated. I just met her, told her next solution. Dead my old chick, execution.
You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I dead them all now. I'm about a casket. They should arrest you or whoever dress you. Ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them. Killing them.
I had to let you know.
You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
All the ladies,
you be killing them.
Like, congratulations.
You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
And you just came from the gym clothes. In a fitted cap and some Timbos. In a pair of flats, well trimmed toes. Camera in the mirror, BBM pose. Still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes.
Hey, you know we animated. Classroom major, isn't it? And are you on the top? I'm just so tired. Walk around town and he's holding over my seat. I'm a star choosing how they pulling on my white seat. And they nigga watch me, bro, they get you like me. Take your girlfriend and I turn it to your might be. All night, now I'm counting this money. Know I'm getting money, see the money coming to me. Never ignore me, I tell them bitches store me. Every time they do it, now them bitches getting horny. I'm so damn cool, I turn my swag on. I pull them knee along, I get my knee around. Then we damn all night until your favorite song. Then I put her on, now she call me Mr. Long. I'm so damn cool and raw. You would never see me on the side of the stone. I'm so clean, baby. I'm so the same, baby. Now tell me why they wanna get like me. Hey. They're trying to get like me. She wanna make a move. I would take your girl, but she looks like a groupie. V-neck, skinny, and a pair of Nikes. Swagger fresh out the box, and now they wanna be just like me. So let me slow it down, you know I get it in. Kick back, chillin' while I'm counting, I'm a Benjamin. Your man hating me, but I see you love me. Shawty, you can come through as long as you gon' bring your team. Shawty said she want me, and she see my swagger crazy. They try to claw me, but my swagger kinda pricey. No homo niggas like me, why they wanna fight me? Maybe they wanna fight me because they dislike me. I don't know, I don't care. I gotta get the money, I gotta get green. I can't tell they love me, just by the way they look at me. The boy so fresh and the boy so clean. I can see them watching me, not just me. They love my team, just like Twitter, they follow me. Yeah, they try to get like me, they wanna get like me. Mikey, first I heat them up, now they y'all wanna serve me on a gold platter, cause they know that I'm a fucking king. Maybe it's the way how I lean on my skinnies, or when I slap a hoe with a sack full of pennies, cause that's what they were. I call it something. I'm on another level, so niggas get range. I don't give a fuck, I throw them most. My niggas from the team, they already know. Put the nigga real quick, cause I got that pig. Put a part in his head, lay him down on the bed. Wanna get like me and my team, you will see, but it's green. You never get enough, I'm waking up. Fake and shake, farmer cup. Follow me, look my cat underscore. See, I am under the rim and over the skull. I got T-10, so I drop that dough. I keep the nigga up like a light switch. Run in his mouth, just like a fish. Catch emotions, just like a bitch. And it's all because they trying to get like me, they wanna get like me. They trying to get like me, they wanna get like me. They trying to get like me, they wanna get like me. But nah, they can't do it how I do it. How I do it, they can't do it how I do it. They can't do it how I do it. They can't do it how I do it.
Things to me. watch her back, protect her crown. Oh, oh, don't only want your makeup, sex, you want your respect. And a real woman never thought of walking through a room, see another woman, no information, she don't even know what's on her face. Oh, 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 you're thinking no, so you're thinking no. Yeah, I think I feel something.
Welcome back. First of all, that was a new joint from Mary J. Blige featuring Beyonce. Love a Woman, it's called. Before that, we played Classroom Majors, Get Like Me, which is a very long song, but cool. I liked it. And we start off this segment with Fabulous, You Be Killing Them. And that's my theme song. For the new year, we're going to be killing them on Crush Groove's Bone Fantasy Radio. Before that, let me say we played Jamie Foxx featuring T-Pain, Blame It on Alcohol. We played Blizzom, Ready for War. And we played Ron Brown's Pop Champagne. And that's what we played so far on Crush Groove's. And we're only a good half an hour into the show. And we just having a good time. Like I said before, tonight we do have a question for y'all. What are some behaviors in the dating relationship game that you would like to see men or women change? 805-830-8320. I'm also going to be sharing my top answers with you, as well as Lady C.
Hi.
So, did you think of anyone else?
I didn't. I was thinking. I was listening and thinking, but I don't know. It would sound redundant because we always say, be honest.
Yeah. Right. That was my next one. Shamika from St. Louis, she said, no more lies. And I agree with her. I agree with her. Also, leading right into that, was my next one called Ladies, Stop Lying to These Men About Sex Because They Don't Lie to You. If the sex is whack, tell them.
Tell them.
If the penis is small, tell them. If you don't lick it right, tell them. You know, we got to stop sitting up here sacrificing their feelings because we know they're sensitive. Because in the long run, they're not doing that to us. You know, we all types of bitches and hoes and everything under the sun. They don't care. So that's something I would like to change in 2012. That's one of the behaviors I definitely like to change in 2012. You know, be honest. Keep it real.
Don't come tell your girlfriends. Tell him.
Right. Don't tell your girlfriends or your homeboys. Tell, yeah. Do they even talk about stuff like that? Yeah, they do. They do. I don't know if it's manly, but they do.
Girl, I'm unsatisfied. Well, did you tell him? Don't tell me.
And we spare their feelings. And me personally, I think I do it because I'm afraid of what he's capable of. Man, ego is so sensitive, and you say the wrong thing at the wrong time, and they can get buck wild on you. And that's not a good look, you know. And I don't want to be put in that position again where, you know, a man feel like I hurt his pride or something like that, and he got to end my life because his pride is hurt. He feel less than a man, you know. And that's my thing. But I'm going to get over that because men don't spare our feelings. So why do we have to continue sparing their feelings? They can say what they want, when they want, how they want to say it. And they do all that. I don't know. What you think, baby? What's up?
They will tell you.
Huh?
The guys will tell you and don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like when you did that. That's what you call a blowjob. They're quick to say that.
Mm. Mm.
You know, but if you tell them you didn't think it right, I knew what I was doing, apparently not.
Yes, they are quick to do that. So that's number two on our list. No more lies. Let's really keep it real. You know, let's really be honest with ourselves. And let's really be honest with you. You know, the other person.
Because it'll make you happier in the long run. Tell them you don't like it. Get slapped on the ass or get on the ear or whatever. Just tell them you don't like it. That's all.
Now, what you say is how you say it.
Yeah.
You just got to remember that. And if he can't handle that, he can't accept that like a man, then y'all don't need to be together at the end of the day. You know, it really is too many fish out there, too many men out there, too many women out there. Yeah. Okay, so I was going to tell y'all about this guy on my page. He's a friend of mine on Facebook, and he's weird. Okay, let me tell you. I don't know why, but he be posting the weirdest stuff. Let me read some of the posts he wrote. His last post is, "No female in this world care about me and don't like me. Why? Am I just that ugly that no female don't want to talk to me? What is it? Please, somebody say something to me. Please. What have I done wrong? What?" This is what he wrote on his wall on Facebook. And these are all the comments that he's posting, all the status updates that he's posting. Why is this happening to me? Why can't somebody please say something to me? And this is back to back. This is what he's, "God, I just ask for you to please send a female to like me. Please, I ask of you." Now, as I read on his page, he claims to be a virgin. He never had sex. And he don't have a computer or cell phone. So he used a computer at the library. And when he starts talking to a female and his time at the library is up, you know, he ended up losing touch with that person because he don't get back to the library till days later. Supposedly the library is too far from him. What you think, Lady C?
I think he needs to buy him a cell phone so he has computer access. You want people to keep in touch with you, but you're not saying nothing. Okay, I hear from you all day today. And what? 3 days later? 4 days later?
You're right. And then the thing is, he's only like 24. 23, 24. And he's going through it. And he's in Philly. It's not even like he's a foreigner. He's, you know, out of the country and things.
Right.
He's only in Philly. And he like big girls. That's his thing. He loves him some big girls.
And the library is too far. Wow.
Yeah, the library is too far.
He must be unemployed.
And he must be
from Walmart.
He must, I think he got a complex. I think he got a mag depression or something. That's crazy. I know I shouldn't talk to my people. But that just baffled me. I came across his profile today, and I'm thinking about deleting him from my friends list. Now, don't get me wrong. I did speak to him when I seen the message. Anybody care to talk to me, please, someone, please, please. So I put hi. Like,
yeah,
one of my friends know what I'm talking about. Yeah. He goes, hello, how are you? I was like, I'm doing well. How is the new year treating you so far? He said, so far, not good at all. I said, well, be optimistic. You know, it's just the beginning of the new year. I sure think they'll turn around for you soon enough. Be patient. He said, I'm trying to be. I just want to talk to somebody. I just feel like you are going to talk to me for a minute, and then that's it. And you stop talking to me, and every female does that to me. And unfortunately, I said, well, to be honest, yes, this may happen. I was like, however, it all depends on you. From looking at your page, very discouraging and depressing. I think if you was to be more positive and cheerful, it might help. You seem desperate for attention. Also, you have to be patient. Everyone have problems and situations that may occupy when you are available and vice versa. Once again, be positive, optimistic about the future. And he said, then what? What would happen if no female don't ever, never talk or want to get with me? Then what? I'm all alone, just alone. After that, I just stopped talking to him.
It was bringing you down.
Right. Like, and then, you know, I go back to his page and another guy tell him, oh, my fucking God, how the fuck are you supposed to find a female if you ain't showing no type of confidence in yourself? Every time you post one of these dumbass statuses, you make yourself look like a pussy. Who's desperate when you stop posting them things will look up for you? But till then, no one's going to talk to you. So that's what the last guy who answered him. All right, folks, I'm just sharing some news on somebody on my Facebook page. You're listening to Crush Grooves with the Crush. We're going to get back into our playlist. Well, so we got some Chris Brown coming up. We got some Wayne Ghetto coming up. And we got some Ace Hood. And that's what we got going down in the next 15 minutes. So, sit back, relax, put your feet up, bop your head, and all that good stuff.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club.
You can't even get in.
Leg out. Yellow model cheese. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah. That shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years in 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my 2J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She waxed it all off. Mr. Miyagi. And the suicide doors. Ari Kari. Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh. Look at me now. Yeah. Fresh in the motherfucker. Little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm killing every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cause you chick, if you with it, I can get it. And she accidentally slipped up all on my dick. Oops, I said, oh my dick. I ain't really mean to say on my dick, but since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to it. I'm done.
Hell breezy. Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie. Hey, let's go! Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go!
You really, really wanna pop me.
Go!
Just know that you will never pop me. And I know that I could be a little cocky.
No!
You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come, a nigga gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow, and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing a nigga think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a thing. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always winning, and I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little flower, nigga. Better call a rapper. Everybody know my style, niggas know that I'm the best when it come to doing this. And I be banging on my chest, and I bang in the east, and I banging in the west, and I kinda give you more, and I would never give you less. You will hear it in the street, and you can read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race, and you know we gotta go and try to keep up with the pace, and we struggling and hustling and set it and get it, and we always gotta do it, take it to another place, gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it, and I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. But I know I gotta have it, have it.
Look at me now, look at me now, oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah. Fresh to the fuck. Man, fuck these bitch ass niggas. How y'all doing? I'm the Toonche. I'm a nuisance. I go stupid. I go dumb like the Three Stooges. I don't eat sushi. I'm the shit. No, I'm pollution. No substitution. Got a bitch that play in movies in my jacuzzi. Pussy juicy. I never give a fuck about a hater. Got money on my radar. Dressed like a skater. Got a big house. Came with an elevator. You niggas ain't eating. Fuck a elevator. All they say, shoot them. And I say, okay. If you want that bullshit, then I'm like, Olay. I don't care what you say. So don't even speak. Your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil. That's word to my flag. And my flag red. I'm out of my head. Bitch, I'm out of my mind. From the bottom of my climb. You ain't hotter than mine. Nope, not on my time. And I'm not even trying. What's poppin', slime? Nothing five. Nip they trippin', fuck them five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These niggas is sweet as pumpkin pie. So rockin' Sprite on a private flight. Bitch, I've been tight since God in life. And my pocket's white, and my diamond's white. And my mama's nice, and my dad is dead. You faggot scared, cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while. I was like, fuck trial. I put it down. I'm so young, money. If you got eyes, look at me now, bitch. Look at me now. Look at me now. How? I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
Okay. Okay. Is that right?
I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
Tone setter, tone setter. Yeah, I got what you need.
Ghetto. You fly by on the street.
To walk the path knowing how it is. Things just as the first try, my friend. Cause the game can be clear, boy. It got me to the point where you just wanna dance. I can break it all down and tell you how it's gonna go. Who's gonna live, which kids are gonna grow? Be big and strong with a life lived long. Step straight, bullets, I ain't never been wrong. Tell me how many steps would you take if you knew the consequence of the moves that you made. If I really didn't care, then I think I'd run away. Got a guy complex, what some would say. But I know for 3 mil someone pays. If not cash in other ways. And most they get into trouble, say. Can't do right, must be other way. Turn your back on the fight, catch a strength. Wondering why your baby went away. The world let him down and you let him stay. Head in the ground, hope to go away. You better stop believing in yesterday. Or your tomorrows might go away. If the train wreck coming, can't look away. Or a crystal ball supplies, little till you stay. To walk the path, knowing how it is. Think to this occurs, try my friend. Cause the game is giving clairvoyance. Got me to the point where it's just one dance. I just look it all down, baby, how it's gonna go. Who's gonna live, which kids are gonna grow to be big and strong with a life lived long. Separate, only time never get wrong. Tell me how much money would you make if you knew how much of this world would fade. How your real true friends would be pushed away while your real fake friends hold on to your break. Old girl leaving, has she takes. New girl come, want money to stay. Double up time, it's a condom break. Gotta break bread, money plus real estate. Gotta leave the hood or your kids stay safe. Move to the birds where your face stay hate. Done broke the chains, but you still the slave. Cubicle, a shiny box, is still a case. Though you move to sugar, can't still stay. Crooks slap you all the way to the bank. Poor see rich and you know they take. Even things out or you know I say. To walk the path knowing how it is. Think of this occurs, try my friend. Cause the game give me clairvoyance. Got me to the point where it's just one dance. I can break it all down, take it out, it's gonna go. Who's gonna live, which kids are gonna grow to be big and strong with a life lived long. That's straight, only time ever been wrong.
Mama need a house, baby need some shoes. Times are getting hard.
hustler, baby. All right. Welcome back to Fall Fantasy Radio's Crush Cruise. I'm the host with Crush Heart. The number to call in, 805-830-8320. You just heard Ace Hood with Hustle Hard. Before that, we played Ghetto with Clairvoyant 2.0. And we played Chris Brown, Look At Me Now. And I got on the line with me right now, Miss Lady C, out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Okay, Lady C, any more answers to our question for tonight? What are some of the behaviors that you would like to see change for men and women in 2012 when it comes to dating and relationships?
Conversation. Learn to have a conversation about
More than sex, right?
Yeah, more than sex.
That's saying now, kind of, you know, sex is good, but can we have something else?
What's happening in current events? Let's talk about the election, the football game. It's okay sometime, but go somewhere else.
Right, get on the phone. What you doing? What you doing? Thinking about you, my dick hard.
What?
Like, I'm flattered, but get on my last nerve. Like, my mind is not on sex all the time, regardless
right.
of what you think. You know, I do think about other stuff. I do like to talk about other things. Good grief. What you doing? What you doing? Think about eating your pussy.
What?
Yeah. Afternoon. Maybe at the wrong time, don't it? It always
happens
at the wrong time. They say the stupidest stuff, and you just want to hang up on them. I know I do. I just be wanting to hang up on them. Like, really, dude? Get off my phone. All right, so another, if you will, list of behavior I would like to change in 2012 is stop telling random people that you want to have their baby, that you want them to have their baby. I don't know why. I don't know. Excuse me, who told them that it was a turn on? But I get this all the time. Like, I want you to have my baby. Like, I don't even know you, dude. What makes you think I want to have your baby? Like, when did that become a turn on? I don't know. Oh, look who decided to call back in. What's up, Black?
Yeah. Felt a little sick for a few minutes or anything. My apologies for just that first hour. But listening to what I just heard, it must have been an interesting one.
What?
About people who want to put themselves in your life and who asked you to butt into my life? You know.
Oh, no, we went to a couple of topics. One was, we answered the question, what are some of the behaviors you'd like to change in 2012 when it comes to dating and relationships? There's something about that.
Mm-hmm.
You can fix you off a little bit.
Yeah.
The first thing we came with was no more lies, right?
Of course.
Right, no more lies. Let's be real with each other. Ladies, stop lying to these men because they don't lie to you when it comes to sex. If the sex is whack, tell them. We also did understand you had a life before you met each other.
Exactly.
That was Keisha from New York. You know, people get together and they don't understand that you have friends You have family. Mm-hmm. You have accomplishments that happened before y'all got together. And just
yep.
because it's together doesn't mean all these things are going to stop or disappear or change. I'm still going to
nope.
keep my friends. I'm still going to, you know, you got to accept me for everything. You know, so. And that was one. Lady C came up with learn to have a conversation other than sex.
You
know, let's converse about something else other than politics, sports, whatever it may be. Let's converse about something else. And
You supposedly got together because you had a lot in common. We're children.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I came up with the stop telling random people, men, stop telling random women that you want them to have your baby. Because that is not a turn on.
That is so stupid.
But it happens. It really do happen. I had this guy I was talking to, and he said one day out of the blue, he said, "You want to be a millionaire?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, who doesn't, right?"
Uh-huh.
He told me, "Well, have my baby, and I'll put you on my insurance. So if something happens,
oh
to
my
me,
God,
you could be a millionaire." Yes, he did, and he was dead serious. He was dead serious. He was so serious. When I said no, we stopped talking. That was the end of our conversation. Like, the conversation just died out. That's like, when did that become a turn on? When did that become a pickup line? Like, I don't get it.
And the thing is, I bet you. There was no way that he was worth that much on an insurance policy.
I don't know about all that. I don't care about all that. Like, that was the last thing on my mind. But I don't feel like I want, you know, that just don't go together for me. What did you do?
Yeah.
That's the way to do that at moment.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Where they do that at moment. All right, folks, see you at the top of the hour. It's 10:08 p.m. on the Eastern Coast and 9 p.m. Eastern. I mean, it's 9 p.m. Central in the central area, right? 9 p.m. over there.
That's correct.
I don't get it. I don't know why. I don't know how. What possessed these men to even think
well,
it?
Crush, I'm not necessarily sure that it's just men. I think it's people as a whole.
Right.
People looking to get whatever they can get.
Mm-hmm. By any means necessary.
Exactly. Whether it be men, women, whatever. I mean, women find it's more men find it's more women, you know? So it's one or the other.
I don't know. That feels like too much work. But, you know, they know, somebody asks me, you want to have children? I tell them no in a minute. I don't want you to think that. I tell them no, dude. I don't want to have nobody, baby. Do not expect that from me. But yet, they still ask. Like, no, that's not a turn on for me. And, you know, there probably is some ladies out there that go to the extent of even trying to trick guys into having babies. Oh, I'm pregnant with your baby, or and all that. You ain't got to worry about that with me.
And she's not even the least pregnant.
Mm-mm. I've seen it happen.
Not even the least pregnant.
I've seen it happen. This girl in my school told her boyfriend she was pregnant. Her sister just happened to have a newborn. Yep. She did.
Oh, Lord.
Big old baby, too. The new book, the baby big. The baby like 4 months old. And she really did show him, like, this is our baby. Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't go there.
Yeah, she did. She really did go there. Can't get mad at nobody else but yourself on that note.
Mm.
Can't.
So who's in the house?
Huh?
Who's in the house?
Who's in the house?
Yeah. I hear somebody laughing back there.
That's Lady C.
Huh?
I don't know why she's being all quiet.
Good evening, Lady C.
Good evening, Black Reporter.
What's up?
Reporter. I was thinking about you.
Ooh, no.
I'm afraid to ask.
No. Well, I didn't hear your voice, but you know, I thought of you. Well, where's Black Reporter? That's all. But it's okay.
Okay.
Black Floyd was here in the beginning, then he heard the playlist and he hung up. But that's alright. He could be that way. Anyway.
No, it wasn't. Had nothing to do with the playlist.
I know. That's just bullshit. Alright, folks. Still tuning to Phone Fantasy Radio's Fresh Brew. Willa Crush. And Black Reporter. And Lady C. And the polling number 805-830-8320. Tonight we ask you, what are some behaviors in the dating game that you would like to see change in 2012? And I went over the list with y'all, what we got so far. And I got a few more. So definitely, think about this, Black Reporter, because I want a man's point of view when we come back from this break right here.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Those days are gone, they're just memories. Alright.
Let's pretend Marshall Mathers never picked up a pen. Let's pretend things would have been no different. Pretend he procrastinated, had no motivation. Pretend he just made excuses and was so paper thin they could blow away with the wind. Marshall, you're never gonna make it. Makes no sense to play the game, there ain't no way that you win. Pretend he just sat outside all day and played with his friends. Pretend he even had a friend to say was his friend. And it wasn't time to move in schools when changing a kid. He wasn't socially awkward and just strange as a kid. He had a father and his mother wasn't crazy as shit. And he never dreamed he could rip stadiums and just lazy as shit. Fuck a talent show in the gymnasium, bitch. You want a mouth of shit? Quit daydreaming, kid. You need to get your cranium checked. You're thinking like an alien, it just ain't realistic. Now pretend pain just make him angry with this shit. And there was no one he could even aim when he's pissed it. And his alarm went off to wake him, but he didn't make it to the Rap Olympics. Left to his plane and he missed it. He's gonna have a hard time explaining to Haley and Laney these food stamps and his weak shit. Cause he never risked it. He hoped and he risked it, but it didn't fall in his lap, so he ain't even here. He pretends that
airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars. I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
This is DJ Mike Major representing Bottom Music DJs. I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio with the super fluffy flirt, Miss La Crush Hearts. Do your thing, baby girl.
Yeah, what a song's made of. Money, fame, a passion that never dies. Hunger, pain, a drive that forever lies. Talent, game, a fire that forever burns. Always flame, yeah. And I respect a good hustle, but when you bum hands, respect a good knuckle. If you move on, just pack a big duffel. But if you plan to stay, please don't ever crumble. This is the hunger of a starving artist. The only way I leave is a death partist. You the one I love, so take that for starters. I plan to be around longer than the Carters. Yeah, and please, you gotta trust me, cause I'm feeling just oh so lucky.
When you have no food.
finally make it, it's like, damn, y'all grew.
They try to tell the things that I do. They don't know what it's like to be in my shoes. Recording in the studio with my sleep. Riding till I crash, trying to make it peace. This is a dream, not a fantasy. For me, it's a reality. Music's gonna let me breathe, yeah. And I will never give up. No, I will never give up. I'm working hard like every day.
Every day.
Trying to be honest, trying to get my way. But in my head, I always dream of my treason.
We'll be right back.
Why?
Okay. What's up? Welcome back to Crush Groove. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get an answer for our question?
No, I did.
Which is, what is some behaviors in the dating relationship game that you would like to see change in 2012?
I don't know, and I know this is going to punch a hole in the question, but I don't necessarily know that because it's a new year that anything's going to necessarily change, because people are people, year in,
right,
year
out.
Right,
but this is not if it's going to happen, but I said what you would like to see change. Some of the behaviors
okay.
that you would like to see change. That's all we can wish for, you know. That's all we can hope
okay.
for.
Okay.
That, you know,
a wish list.
Wish right.
Okay.
It's a wish list. You know, and everybody, you know, take account for themselves and start within themselves to change things, then might have a point.
Yeah.
A winner.
That when people say they would like somebody because they're intelligent, don't dog them on it.
Huh?
Yeah. If some people say, "Oh, I like a man who's intelligent, who knows what knows about things," don't dog him on it.
Okay, so it's more of don't call me a punk type situation.
Exactly.
Right. Don't call
exactly.
me a punk because I have standards.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, I can see that. What you think, Lady C?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That'll work. That'll work. Okay. Oh, we got the 614. What up, J-O-H-N?
What's up?
John.
Hi, John.
Hi. I'd have to say people be more honest with one another when they're going into a relationship.
Yeah, we talked about that, too. You just jumped into the conversation. Let me go over the list with you one more for you. Sorry. One was understand I had a life before we met. We both had, you know, lives before we met. Number two is no more lies. Number three is ladies, stop lying to men because they don't lie to you. The sex is wax, tell them. Right. Number four, learn to have a conversation other than sex.
Yeah.
And got together
yeah.
because we have things in common. So let's talk about this. Stop telling random people you want them to have your baby. I get it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Right. And then Black Reporter just said, don't call me a punk because I have standards. And then my next one was, don't have sex with him or her on the first night and then get upset when the only time he or she calls you
it's yeah.
That, you know, like, you turned yourself, you know, into a booty call. You know, I mean, you can look at it two ways. You can look at it as a compliment that he want to do it again. But, you know, or you can look at it as he was good. Well, she was good, so I need to get mine off too. I mean, but you can't get upset and mad at that person because they text you, I want to fuck you again. You know, mm-hmm. mad. That's my... I know, right? Nah. What else we talked about? Men being sensitive. Me and Lady C had our topic on that.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
it's nothing wrong with it. I'm not talking about that black form. Maybe I'm using the wrong word. However, I'm talking about men that bruise easily, basically.
Oh, okay.
It's one thing for you to be sensitive and understanding of your feelings. It's another thing for you to be sensitive and don't know how to, and be barbaric, basically.
True.
You know, like
okay.
Every little thing or every little criticism you take to heart.
True, okay.
And that's what I mean by being sensitive. Like, that's not a good look.
Okay.
And, you know, men, and that's how some domestic violence start, too. You know, like a woman is scared to speak her mind or say what it is because she afraid you're going to beat her up.
Oh, my God.
Guys like that. You really do, like on some seriousness. So I don't know if there's another word for it, but for now I'm going to use sensitive.
Okay.
Another thing I'm going to put out there right now. Men, y'all need to walk around with baby wipes in a Ziploc bag in your back pocket because your balls stink.
Really?
Come on, tell the truth.
Yes, your balls stink. If I have to walk around with wipes in my pocketbook so I can wipe under my titties and under my belly and things like that,
ooh,
you gotta wipe your balls. Nobody wanna smell that. I gotta smell your salty balls. They done been stuffed down. And then you wanna offer somebody to give you head? No. You don't need to
it don't work that way.
Right. Walk around with some wipes. Also on Phone Fantasy Radio, you've been hearing a lot of new music that's been sent to us. We play Blizzom, Ready for War, Classroom Majors, Get Like Me, Wayne Ghetto, our good friend, Clairvoyance, and Lanice London, Hold On, which is the last song we played. You can go to phonefantasyradio.com and check out the list and check out their links. And you can also send us your MP3s to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. So those are the top. Where we at now? We like at number 7, 8 right now. We at number 9 actually. Wipe the sweat from your balls is number 9.
Yeah, but wouldn't that work both ways? Besides men, there's a lot of women out there that need to keep clean, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
It's 50-50.
Hygiene.
Yeah, hygiene, yeah. I mean, when you go with a chick that's got a bush that you got to trim, you don't want to, if, never mind, you want to clean.
That's right,
please. Oh, yeah.
Trim the bush. Okay, we're going to put that down, too. Ladies, trim your bush.
Simple maintenance.
Yeah, coochie. Well, coochie sounds
simple
better.
Maintenance.
It's more classy to say coochie because it sounds French.
Oh, is it John?
So these are the top
what?
Things you
coochie,
can change.
Coochie is classy.
Sounds French, don't it?
Ladies, take care of the coochie. Men, take care of the balls. Okay, that's number 9. Things you want to see change at 2012 season of dating and relationships. You can join the conversation 805-830-8320. Press number 1, and we know you want to talk. On that note, we're going back to music because this is a music show. Deep Stroker Rabbit. All right now.
Stroking a rabbit. Wow.
Yeah, it's a sex toy.
Wait. Where did that come from?
Right. Blame that on charisma. she walked by here and she showed me this big old toy she got called the
Bitch. How big?
Don't run away now. I didn't get a chance to look at it. I didn't look at it that good.
Post it on
Facebook. You're going to look at it later on, won't you?
Yeah.
Post it on Facebook.
All right, folks, we're going to get back into the music, and then we're going to come back and we have some more talk about the dating and relationship scene in 2012. Hold that thought. Where are we going now? Okay, we're going to go back to the roots.
In the same building on the same floor, and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And beat this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash, focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intent to shatter. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her, do let her phone. Whatever, let's link, let's get together. Shit, you think not? Think the door went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop, they keep it telling me, yeah.
You worry about when I didn't know who I saw. What club I went to with my movies, baby, don't worry, you know that you got me.
If you were worried about Hey, call you for the milkman, deliver digger for your body, take me like vitamin. Call me when you want it. What you got cooking? Sit down, I'm just waiting on you, good looking. Hey, I'm down your alley. Take you to the moon if you say that I can have it.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
910? No? Okay. I tried. So, do we have an ultimate one? I think we shared all of them. Understand you had a life before you met each other. No more lies. Ladies, stop lying to these men because they don't lie to you. Learn to have a conversation other than sex. Stop telling some random person that you want them to have their baby. Don't have sex with him or her on the first night and then get upset when your only time he calls you for a booty or for sex. Stop asking her pussy and you don't even know her name. That's the one I wanted to say. Stop asking.
That's number
10. Her pussy. Right. Stop asking to eat her pussy and you don't even know her name.
Even know her name.
That is just gross, sir. I mean, it's gross. Like, it's not a turn on. You're not going to get no extra brownie points for it. Y'all just need to stop. For real, for real. Oh, man. What you think, Lady C? Is she still with us? Oh.
I think we have an operator error.
No, she's there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if you get this, Lady C, but I get that. I want to lick you down. I'm going to swap this and swap that and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what are you doing? Like, that old...
There's something about that phrase that just takes all the fun out of sex. Swapping fluids, that just takes all the fun out of sex.
Well, it's just like, you know, you don't tell them you want... I don't know. I'm not walking around talking about I want to suck your dick. Unless it's last time.
Whatever.
Unless you're flash brown. Other than that, I don't want to do that. What else we have on our list? Don't call me a punk because I have standards. Number 9 was wipe the sweat from your balls and ladies trim your bush.
That all can be wrapped up in one word.
Which equals maintenance. Hygiene. Yeah. Maintenance and hygiene. So yeah, that's what that is. So number 10, our last one. Now, I have stopped being so sensitive. This is Facebook. That's what I have. Men, they take Facebook to heart. They feel like because you talk to somebody else on your page, you're flirting with them, or you say something. I get a lot of that. I get phone calls in the middle of the night.
Damn.
Yeah, who you talking to? And I don't even give out my number like that. So.
What is your number?
Actually, my number is 347 poor BBW. No, that is my number.
Yeah, you always hear that number.
BBW. Yeah, you can call it.
That should tell you something right there.
And when you call it, and I don't like you, I block you. So the next time you call it, you're going to hear, service. Please hang up and try again. Yeah, people get that. They get so mad. So what you think, Black Reporter? What should be number 10?
I don't know. I'm sitting here thinking. And it seems like we've gone through all of the others already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. treat your date or your whatever you want to call them, your friend, your lover, whatever, like a real person, like you want to be treated.
You don't even have a title. You want me to treat you like a real person? I can't even define
like,
who he is to me. You just said date, mate, whatever. Treated like a real person. Y'all don't go together.
Exactly. Huh?
I gotta define who he is first.
So, okay.
Before I can treat him like a real person, you know?
Well,
so,
I understand. But yeah, treat the other person like a real person.
Okay, so I did a show. I co-hosted a show with Rickness. He got his own show called Wellness versus Illness right here on Blog Talk Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Rickness, RICKNESS. Now, his topic was reason, seasons, lifetime, something like that. And it's basically putting people in categories. Everybody, everybody in your life is there for a purpose. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you have those that's there for the season, you know, whether it be, you know, y'all, we already talked about cupping season,
mm-hmm.
you know, stuff like that. They're only there for a short period of time. You come across them, and then they're gone the next couple of months. Then you have
uh-huh.
people there for a reason.
Uh-huh.
You have people there like your teachers, your educators, your mentors. They're there for a reason.
Uh-huh.
And you have people that's in your life for a lifetime, which is your family, you know, some friends, your wife, your husband, and so forth. So sometimes you have to evaluate and assess what this person is here for. If you're here for the long run, if you're here for the short run, and does he bring some significance to your life? And then you don't have to worry about all this, him not being treated like a real person, because he plays a part. He knows his position, and you know your position, and vice versa.
Yep.
So that's basically the rule for number 10. It's basically to sit down and assess your different relationships with you, whether it be with a guy that just you met or a guy that for some reason y'all lose contact and he pops back up out of for some reason or another. That'll be cool. But you can check out Wellness versus Illness. Got some real good topics. The upcoming show is called Working with the Mentally Ill. Working with the Mental Illness, excuse me. And that's on Tuesday, Jan 10th at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. The caller number 347-215-7038. And you can tune into that show right there. Wow, tonight went by fast.
It sure did.
Yeah, tonight went by fast. Play some good artists. Once again, if you want to submit your music for airplay, shoot me an email. callfancyradio@gmail.com with your contact info, press kit, and MP3s. I really don't click on links to download unless I'm doing a search, so you most likely should just email me your MP3 directly. That note. Any last words? We got 3 minutes remaining on the clizzot. Any last tips you want to add, Lady C? Okay, what about you, Black Reporter?
Well, I'll just say, like I said before, treat people treat your mate the way you will want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about you, John? What do you think about the list?
He basically said it right off the bat. Treat somebody basically like you would want to be treated. You only get one shot at life.
Exactly.
Very short.
Okay.
Well, you know it could be all gone, and you just don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we did it. We came up with the top 10 things to change in the new year when it comes to the dating and relationship game. I'm sure we'll revisit this, and we'll come up with a whole new list again. But for right now, this is our basics. Don't forget to tune in next Thursday. Crush Brews, Willa Crush, Black Reporter, Lady C, John. Appreciate y'all calling in and holding us down.
Oh, by the way,
next week,
just to remind folks, we also have a Tuesday show.
I was going to say that.
Oh, okay.
I got this, Black Reporter. You just hold it down.
Yes,
ma'am. Like Black Reporter said, y'all can catch us back here on Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central for the Adult Zone with the Crush and Black Reporter as we talk about motivation.
Mm-hmm.
What keeps you motivated for the new year to accomplish those New Year's resolutions and goals that you set for yourself. So, you know, what's going to keep the spark under your fire? I mean, what's going to keep the fire under your spark? You know what I mean, damn it. What's
the fire under your backside? 805-830-8320.
And this is Crush Grooves. Black Reporter, you want to give us the outro since you didn't give us one on Tuesday?
Sure. What time there was, it ceased to be. There just is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow is here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played. Now, that time, I can say that. And if you like to send something, don't get to send it to us via MP3, of course, and not being a link, okay? On your Facebook Big Smile, we will see you in a little while. So until we begin on Tuesday, you are in.
We're out, but I'm going to leave y'all with this last song because I did say I was going to play it.
Oh,
it's a special request. Maxwell, Fistful of Tears. Shamika, I got you, baby doll. Bye, y'all.
Hey, Mika. Losing your mind. Oh.
like a boss. We gon' fight. The only thing I wanna do is to hold my baby. Yeah.